Well, thank goodness. I see another handful of you have returned for segment two of Program 8 of the Bigger Picture. In fact, I see a nice lady back there making her husband listen to this. Oh, my goodness. I really want men to listen voluntarily, but if the ladies have to make their husbands listen and tell their husbands that what this goofball Woody is saying is actually right, well, I hope you will listen. You put down your coffee if you're paying too much attention to it and listen. Because I'm going to go back, before we talk about 100 people screwing up America, I want to go back to the message of August the 3rd, 2020, that I wrote to a selected group of people that I had just taught a course to. And why I thought our nation was heading into some real dark waters. And just why the days leading up to and immediately preceding the scheduled POTUS election in November of 2020 was so significant. And I saw it really as a very, very dangerous time. I compared the geopolitical events at the time with the Bible's prophetic message, and I saw clearly that we were probably nearing the beginning of the Great Tribulation period that dispensationalists like me, but 10 to 15% of the population actually adhere to, and we've been looking for intensely for quite a while since, I guess, the late great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey was written back in, the 60s or whatever. But anyway, we've been looking for it. And that is an event that dispensational theologians exclusively see as being, well, it's in our immediate future and a reality that the church may or may not actually deal with, but will certainly see its approach, and I think that's what we're approaching. Additionally, I knew the secular probability, apart from theological factors, was just as ominous. History shows us, and this is clearly, that we have approached a time and circumstance that has destroyed all previous great cultures and nations when they reach the same point in their respective histories. That's Toynbee, Sorok, and Spengler, those great historians. My operational military and intel background saw the current alignment of potential enemies. That would be, now this I said in August of 2020, China, North Korea, Iran, Russia, and probably Turkey, as willing and able to be an existential threat to America, especially if acting covertly and in concert to weaken our nation economically and demographically while plotting a series of not easily traceable as to its origin, Tom Clancy-style weapons of mass destruction detonations that could then collapse the infrastructure and command control capabilities of America. Implosion would follow, and America would essentially dissolve as a significant world player, and our new living standard would be third world permanently. Further, I saw obvious complicity between progressive elements of the Democrat Party and embedded terrorist operatives of Antifa and BLM. The only subversive actions of key Democrats telegraphed to me that they were fully intending to dissolve America and promote its subsummation into a single international global ruling entity. I suspected that high-ranking, complicit, traitorous Democrats in leadership positions believed that their success in remaking America, fundamentally changing America, would secure a global leadership position for themselves as America, traditional leadership, dissolved. Their actions clearly sent that message, and the action that normally would have been triggered in the various American protective agencies like the now corrupt FBI was not happening and was due most likely to progressive deep state corruption of all our secret circuit breaker agencies. In August, and still now, it is plain to me that Christian and conservative moral Americans had no allies anymore for sustaining what God hath wrought upon this continent, that new nation conceived in liberty, etc., as Lincoln talked about in the Gettysburg Address. Only the force of sheer numbers could prevent our enemies from stealing the election in America. Only God could prevent it. I said that August of 2020. And for some reason, he didn't. For some reason. I saw that as a matter, quite frankly, of God's judgment on America for our permitting the big two sins to gain foothold in America. That's abortion and sodomy. And I saw it precursive to the rapture and the tribulation, and I taught that for 6 weeks to a group of people after confronting and answering the four questions I asked several programs ago. Do you believe? What do you believe? Okay, what do you really believe? As a result, what are you doing about it? I went back to my library and I began to read and look at things that great people had written. I discovered that there was a great book called The New Realities that a great geopolitical author had written about. And I'm going to discuss him a little bit later. But he said every so many decades, a nation, in our case America, will go through a mountain pass in these cycles of history that will cause us to, well, we're going back to a new normal, but it's a quantum leap higher than what it was before. You go through a mountain pass and you come into another valley, it's just higher than what you were before. And America did that in the 90s. And that's when some of the most prescient writers began to put out their works, you know, like The New Realities and others. And after about 10 years, they had a pretty good message. And probably the greatest book that was written by Samuel P. Huntington in 1996 called The Clash of Civilizations. The Clash of Civilizations. That is a we studied Huntington in Air War College and some of the other professional schools in the military. And he said that the next wars, and talking about where we are right now, would not be, you know, borders, language, and culture, nations. It would be ideologies and cultures, kind of like Islam is, right? A culture, not. Try to define the border of Islam, the nation of Islam. How do you fight back against the radicals because they're so diffused? But a clash of civilizations, and we're going to develop this a little more in another segment. Then the Conspiracy of Ignorance, written in 1999, the failure of American public schools, the intentional dissolution of the school system to produce an ignorant generation of people as we came into the 2020s. The Coming Anarchy, written in 2000 by Robert D. Kaplan, showing the failure of the intentionally infused foreign policy that, well, has betrayed us. And then finally that book, 100 People Who Are Screwing Up America, by Bernard Goldberg. So I now have in my hand this book that we're going to discuss, well, probably for the next three segments after the one that's ending right now. So if you want to find out who Bernard Goldberg said were the top five people screwing up America and maybe a few of the others in the 100 list, come back on the backside of The Bigger Picture, segment three, as segment two closes out. Bye.